the end of this week's parsha, the Torah tells us about all of the karbanos that the Nesiim brought at the Chanukah Samishkan. The Mefarshim ask, if each one of the Nesiim brought the same karban, so why did the Torah have to repeat the details of each of the karbanos 12 times? These psukim are every Balkore's dream. But the question is, why were they necessary? The Torah could have just listed the names of the Nesiim and then said that they all brought the same karban. The Ramban answers that the Torah describes the karban of each Nasi separately because in fact they didn't bring the same karban. They all may have brought the same animals and the same items, but each one had special kavanas in mind. The Torah demonstrates this by describing the karban of each Nasi separately to show that each of their kavanos was unique. The time, the effort, the kavanos that we invest in our mitzvahs make them special and unique. This is one answer. The Chofetz Chaim in his Perush on Chumash gives a different answer. He says that each of the Nesiim brought the same carbon so that there shouldn't be any jealousy between them. No one should feel that his carbon was more beautiful or more expensive. No Shevet should feel that its Nasi was more superior than the Shevet of a different, than the Nasi of a different Shevet. That's why they all brought the same carbon. The Chofetz Chaim explains that this is the meaning of the Medrash, which says that Nesanel ben Suar, the Nasi of the Shevet Yisachar, gave the Nesiim this Eitzah. It wasn't simply that he gave them the Eitzah to bring the Karbanos. He gave them the Eitzah that they all should bring the same Karban, so that there shouldn't be any jealousy. Everyone would be equal in the Chanukah Samishkan. The Medrash continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy with this attitude of the Nesiim that he told them to bring the Karbanos Dafka on Shabbos. Even though normally Karbanos Yochid are not Doche Shabbos, an exception was made for the Chanukah Samishkan. To some extent, it was as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Nesiim, I want to be part of your special gesture. Take my Shabbos with you. Allow me to be part of this wonderful effort to prevent jealousy. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's why the Torah describes the carbon of each Nasi separately, to highlight how beautiful it is to act in a way that prevents jealousy. We live in a world of constant competition in the workplace, in our communities, in our personal lives. People are constantly looking over their shoulders to see what others are doing, and they gauge their own happiness based on how they rank relative to others. People feel they have to own the latest gadgets, to have a nice car, fancy car, a new car, to go on expensive vacations, because if not, what is everyone going to think of them? And sometimes even for mitzvahs, we do things just to compete, not because it's the right thing to do. The behavior of the Nesiim teaches us a very important lesson, that the goal in life is not to outshine our neighbors and friends. It's not to attract attention with our accomplishments. Our goal should be to do what's right, with modesty, with self-control. We should try to act in a way that promotes harmony, not jealousy, between fellow Jews. Shabbos.